What helps and what harms in elder care visits? In pet-assisted chaplaincy among seniors, some things help greatly and some things can quietly do harm. That is why elder care ministry requires slower wisdom. What helps begins with calm entry. When you enter a nursing home, assisted living space, or elder care setting, do not come in with high energy. Do not assume everyone wants an interactive visit. Do not let the animal lead the pace. Instead, arrive with order, gentleness, and control. The animal should be clean, calm, and ready. You should be ready too. That means you know the facility expectations. You respect staff authority. You understand any hygiene requirements. You know whether certain residents are appropriate for visits and whether others should be avoided. You do not improvise your own rules. Another thing that helps is brief and respectful introductions. A good elder care visit often starts simply, you greet the person by name if appropriate. You introduce the animal clearly. You ask permission before moving closer. You give the resident time to respond. You do not crowd the bed, chair, walker, or personal space. That kind of pacing helps preserve dignity. It also helps to read the whole environment. Maybe the resident seems open, but the room is already full of strain. Maybe a family member is anxious. Maybe the television is blaring. Maybe the resident is tired from medical care. Maybe the staff member quietly signals that today is not a good day. Wise chaplains pay attention to more than the animal and more than their own intentions. Now let's talk about what harms. One harmful mistake is overstimulation. This happens when the animal is allowed to move too quickly, greet too eagerly, or stay too long. It also happens when the chaplain talks too much, stays too long, or pushes interaction because the first few moments seemed promising. Elder care ministry is often harmed by overdoing what should have stayed small and gentle. Another harmful mistake is sentimentality. Sometimes chaplains act as though every older adult needs the same soft, emotional moment, but seniors are not children. They should not be treated in a childish or patronizing way. Some older adults appreciate the animal quietly. Some enjoy conversation. Some want prayer. Some want very little. Respect means you meet the person where they are rather than forcing a sweet scene. Another problem is using the animal to bypass real discernment. If the dog enters and the resident smiles, that does not mean the chaplain now has permission to do anything else. A smile is not consent for touch. Warmth is not permission for prayer. Familiarity is not an excuse to ignore institutional boundaries. The animal may open a relational space, but wisdom must still govern what happens next. It also harms ministry when the chaplain ignores the animal's limits. Sometimes a resident grabs too hard. Sometimes multiple people gather too fast. Sometimes the room is noisy or physically awkward. Sometimes the animal begins showing stress. A wise chaplain notices and responds early. Protecting the animal is not a side issue. It is part of Christian stewardship and part of ministry credibility. Good elder care visits often include four simple strengths. First, calm entry. Second, permission-based interaction. Third, close attention to both the person and the animal. Fourth, clean closure. That clean closure matters. Do not disappear abruptly. Do not linger until the moment becomes heavy or tiring. End with kindness. You might say, "Thank you for letting us visit today. It was good to see you." If appropriate, you may add, "Would it be all right if I said a short prayer before we go?" But again, let permission guide the moment. In elder care settings, what helps is not intensity. It is gentleness with structure. What harms is not usually bad intent. It is often lack of pacing, lack of observation, or lack of restraint. Pet-assisted chaplaincy can be a real blessing among seniors. But only when the chaplain remembers this, tenderness without wisdom can still cause harm. So move slowly. Read carefully. Respect the setting. Protect the person. Protect the animal. And let your ministry be known for peace, not pressure.